Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace. They have a curated collection of investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry. Each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts. You can buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10.
Betches Media presents the Betches Brides podcast, a show for the wedding obsessed and the brides who are stressed. Because after all, it's only one day of your life.
Hello, and welcome back to Betches Brides. I'm Jordana Abraham. Nicole is still on her honeymoon, but I'm so excited to have a guest. I know a lot of you, I'm planning a destination wedding, and a lot of you have so many questions about destination weddings, which is why I'm so happy to have Gabby Lavore from Quintero Weddings and Planner One Events, who is actually doing my rentals and florals. I'm so excited to have you with us today. Welcome.
Hello, guys. Thank you so much for having me. You're so exciting. We are talking here from Cancun and Riviera Maya, Mexico. So I'm just here for your questions. Thank you so much for inviting us.
Of course. So just to give like the audience a little bit more background, can you just tell us about your experience in wedding planning and growing your own business down there and all the destination weddings that you help make so beautiful?
Thank you so much. Doing destination wedding, everything is already so beautiful. So we are very lucky to have been working on this during 15 years. We started the company with only two people, me and my husband. So now we are working over all the Cancun and Riviera Maya. We are now 180 collaborators working in the company because we work in all the sign, the rentals, the flowers. So we have been working a lot during for these many years. And a lot of our work can be found in our social media. Now we have been working a lot more of this, but definitely it helps a lot that we were one of the first companies working on the destinations and working together and combining the decor, the rentals, flowers, and also the planning. So it usually make much easier, as we already know, the hotels, the access of the how the things works better on each venue. So being in-house in many of the resorts here make a lot of easier our lives doing all the decor, production, and also planning. So it has been a blessed to work in some beautiful place. I'm come from Brazil. I'm Brazilian and came from Rio de Janeiro. So I have already worked in events in Rio de Janeiro. So when I came here from Mexico, I start to look and produce events on my own and then for a company that do corporate events. So this was my base. And then when I find out that I really like all the details and make my life a little complicated, I started the wedding business. So that's how everything worked through these 15 years.
Right, right. So if you're someone who's interested in a destination wedding from, let's say, the United States, what would you recommend is the first thing that you do when you're considering doing a destination? Because I know it's a very different process than just a local wedding.
When a lot of couples contact us, I think that the first thing we usually to explain that a destination wedding is a experience that they have to consider. It's not like a one-day wedding. This is something very important to mention because, and I have been listening the other podcast, Jordana, and definitely this is something that the brides tell a lot because everything goes so fast. And doing the destination wedding, we have the opportunity to have the interaction and to have the people that sometimes you haven't seen so long time. And so when you have the profile of your guests, it will be a more close friends event. It will be like a more familiar event or like a party event. Definitely, this is something that we have to think to do the direction of which type of hotels, of resorts, or a private venue it would be. So I think that when we have the profile of your guests, it would be much easier to define what type of location you have to be looking for.
So, for example, you mean like when you're saying the profile of the guests, you mean like a younger crowd, or is it mostly like older, your parents' friends, or like what kind of, you're saying like what kind of vibe?
Exactly. Because sometimes when you want to do like a small wedding, people used to think that a destination wedding is the same of a small wedding, and it's not. Like 2 weeks ago, we have a destination weddings that is a wedding, South Asia, wedding that was 400 people. So it was a destination wedding, but not a small wedding. So sometimes we have to also take it off of our minds. But definitely when you're thinking in a destination that only is coming your family, your parents, or close friends, that is wants something more relaxed, we usually to recommend a different style of hotels. And when you want something if you want like a multiple wedding, multiple events, maybe if you want, for example, like a boat welcome, and then the rehearsal dinner, and then the wedding.
Right. Yeah, I think that's important. And I like what you were saying before about how like the appeal to me to a destination wedding was like, it's a whole weekend. It's not just what, you know, you don't go to a venue, stay for 5 hours and then leave and go home. You really are. You can come, you can greet, you can spend time with your guests, like on the welcome party or the rehearsal dinner. It's a nice chance to like sort of take your time and enjoy like a whole weekend of being with people. And especially if they're traveling for you, usually they're a little closer to you. So it's nice to actually get like a full bonding experience for an entire weekend with all your guests, which was my favorite part about it.
This is for us is the most important, because when you know the profile, it's much easier to design the whole wedding. Coming from each details, sometimes the bride and groom, the couple or the family doesn't want to be with the guests all the time. So let's do something smaller, like a resort that can, if there is amazing resorts here with 40 villas or 50 suites. And when you have, for example, like a 100 events, the first thing that we usually recommend to our couple is let's do like this buyout so you can stay together, because it's not like a huge resort. We can have then your guests meeting on the breakfast, the same pool. We are always together. And sometimes also the couple says, I don't want to be with them this much. So this is something that we have to consider, because we have each couple is different. So for example, if they are, sometimes they ask me, okay, we are 50 people, but we want a big resort. Like we have here at Riviera Maya resorts that like a 400 rooms. So sometimes they also want that their guests have their own activities. They're not only with the related to the wedding, because sometimes we cannot only afford one event. It's not all the clients that can afford 3 or 4 events for the for the guests. So sometimes depending a lot of the profile of what you're looking for.
That's a great point, because there's, you know, the thing about destination weddings is I think it's much more common and it feels much nicer to invite everyone to every event because they're traveling all the way there for your wedding. So the cost for you can't really say, oh, I'm just going to invite like 30 people to this event and everyone to the wedding, because then everyone's at the resort. So it would be a little bit strange. The other people not invited, right?
Exactly. And it's the same when people ask us about all-inclusive hotels or European plan hotels, because sometimes, you know, people, they have like sometimes the concern about the all-inclusive hotels. But definitely sometimes it will be according, depending of the budget of the client, it would be a very good option because they have amazing package. Of course, we have to consider a very good one and that have like a great food. And there is, and I know sometimes people is concerned because they related that all inclusive with have like a bad quality of food. For yeah. Alcohol and food. So definitely here we are so lucky because we have this major alternatives of hotels, even for all inclusive, but definitely have to pick up a very good vendor. And I think that nobody wants the wedding package, the core, the average one. We have always to work a little about the details that we can include, the personal details, the details from the hotel, the couple, sorry, and what else we can add to the decor of the inventory that the hotel already have. So it's a huge award that thinks that we can work. And of course, working with a European plan is so different too, because the hotels, they usually to include a very limited items from their inventory because it's not what they are dedicated. That they are dedicated
for all inclusive.
Yes, they have the, for example, the hotel that they are not all inclusive and they don't have the wedding package. They have a limited inventory for the weddings. So of course, right. Sometimes we have to invest a little more in rentals and flowers because they are not included in your package. So there is the main difference of the all-inclusive and all the European plan. So when you have your budget defined and when you have the profile of the guests that you are looking for, it's much easier to do the decision of the venue or the resort.
Right. So would you say that all-inclusives are less expensive though? If you're looking to plan a destination wedding and you want to keep costs down, is that a good route to go, or do you think it still winds up being just as expensive?
It's a trick. It's a trick question because sometimes we have done like a huge productions and with a very good budget for decor in all inclusive. I'm saying okay. That sometimes it's easier for the couples when they choose all inclusive. That I think that is better for some type of clients. Because they are giving your guests a little average of what they will be expending this whole weekend. So this I think this is the tricky from the all inclusive. You can have your decor if you want. You can have like a production, a very beautiful production. But when you want to do to have to your clients like average price of what they will be expending this weekend, because it's a price per person, so it's right. It's it. And when you have a European plan, that is the other type of the hotels. When the hotels, of course, we will be still paying all the food and beverage and the alcohol for your guests. But of course, we have much more options of food choice, menu choice, or open bar. And of course, the type of decor and the type of locations that the hotel in European plan can provide to you. So it's a really trick question, because there is, I think that there is not one better than other one, but it's only talking about the type of the guests and what you're looking for, what you want to provide, what you want to provide to your guests.
What do you feel like is the biggest challenge for couples who are planning destination weddings, like that they, you know, that you guys have seen or that you try to overcome with clients?
So I think the most challenge for us is when the couples, they don't feel comfortable to share the budget that they have for the destination wedding. Sometimes for us, it's much easier when we start on this, because a lot of people feels that we are asking to know about the budget that they have to charge more or to have more vendors or doing like a bigger production. But definitely, I think that the knowing the budget that you're doing for the event is much easier. And exactly, because here at the destination, we have so many options. Will be much easier to define the type of the locations, the type of resorts. If you want, for example, some of our couples say, Gabby, for me, the most important is to have a very, we are very foodie, so we want to have a very high quality of food. And others can say to me that the most important is entertainment. So this is the way usually to define. So I think this for us is the most challenging when we start to do the planning process, this the beginning of the planning process, because when we don't have this number, we start to try in different directions. So I think that when we have this information, it's much easier to define this better.
Right. I would imagine a budget definitely helps to figure out where to prioritize.
Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always afford the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you. Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for the season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. So Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you can get your choice of any six styles. You choose whatever you want to rent for whatever you have going on. It's totally up to you. There are no parameters. You get access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees. There's no late fees, no damage fees, no fees to pause or cancel. So no big deal if you like lose a button. Uh-oh, I spilled something on it. Or you just need to take a break. They have inclusive sizing all the way up to 5X, as well as petite and maternity. You always have the option to buy what you love for sometimes up to 75% off. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles. But right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code BRIDES20. Just go to Nuuly.com. That's Nuuly with two U's, and enter the code BRIDES20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com. Nuuly with two U's with code BRIDES20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
I know one thing that the audience asks about a lot is like welcome bags and what you should put in them and like, you know, the importance of those. What do you usually recommend for putting in a guest welcome bag?
Okay, we love welcome bag. It's not like only the welcome bag, it's the gifting that we are having for our guests when they arrive at the destination. So for us is so important because it's something very personal. Actually, the typical things that we used to use is the sunscreen, is like a Mexican salsa bottle that can be also personalized with your with the couple pictures or the name or like a fun quote. There is also the welcome note, the program for the wedding. I think that also is very important to consider the a venue map inside the welcome bag. Things like Mexican chips and Mexican candies. This is something that is always fun and is for the volume. We can have like these Mexican nachos, the Mexican chips that can be like the bag full. And something that we usually recommend a lot is have like a local craft. So it's I think that is very important when you do a destination event. We also this get back to the local artisans. That's the way that also you're helping the community that is locally and live for the tourists. So I think that is a very nice touch. And definitely, if you want to put something like done by yourself inside the welcome bag, as even if it's a welcome note or if it's something very specific about the couple's personality, that people see the welcome and they say, okay, this is our couple. I think that this is the most important. So program of the wedding, the map of the venue, like a Mexican candies, Mexican totopos that we call, that is the Mexican chips, and salsas, spice salsas, and the handcraft. Something that people now they are including, of course, is like a mask. Sometimes can be a personalizing mask, the antibacterial gel. So this is something that we have also included for the protocols. Some venues already include them on their welcome kits, but it's a good way to follow the protocols also for your wedding.
Right. I love that. I love the idea of, you know, wherever you're getting married to have a little local flavor because, you know, people are somewhere they're not super familiar with. So you want to kind of show them like a little taste of the destination that they're at. So I think that's great to have something that's like local to, like you said, supporting local artists or supporting local vendors. So important.
Yes, for us, it's a nice touch. We usually to explain, and actually when they do like the personalized items, you used to send pictures to our couples, how it have been done with the artisans and how it looks, all the process.
That's great. I love that. So let's just to shift over to more of like decor questions from the audience. I know, obviously, like, you know, you're getting married in this case in Mexico or by the ocean. And like, that's a beautiful scenic place. Like, what do you recommend in terms of rentals? How does that differ? You know what I mean? Like, what are your recommendations? Because you're already in such a natural, beautiful location. Like, what do you recommend to enhance that? Are rentals as necessary as they are in other places, or florals? Like, do you need as crazy of florals as you would not in a beach destination? Like, what are your thoughts on that?
Okay, so this is something that we usually to talk a lot. As a planning expert, we know that sometimes the most of the venues here, they're so beautiful that we usually not really need to dress a lot the areas. Of course, if you're doing the ceremony on the beach, or if you're doing the reception, or even a welcome party, you don't need to dress all the place. We have a lot of things that we usually to add to the hotel inventory. Of course, the flowers play a very beautiful element here, because it's the way that you can give your the color, we can give the details of the wedding. So this is something that we can, I feel that when you're doing here destination wedding, we don't need to overdress your event, because here we have so beautiful locations, but definitely this is something that we can have to define. Define your events and go check which directions you want to do for each one to invest your money, invest your budget the right way. So let's go more with the style that you're looking for, the type of the location. Sometimes is the destination wedding is not only a beach, but of course here we have a beautiful jungle areas and lagoon areas with beautiful gardens, and also the terrace of the hotel, or even like a pool party is always a good way to give your touch on decor and flowers. So I think that the best way is talk with the design of your wedding. What are you looking for? If it's a sitting or like a plated dinner, or something more casual. If you're doing stations only, so maybe you won't need like a full setting for everybody. So in if it's station, we can have like a cocktail tables with some bar stools, or maybe like a lower. There is a lot of options. I'm so passionate about the decor that I can stay here talking like forever.
No, totally. But okay. So you've been in decor for so long. What do you feel like would make the biggest impact? Like if you have a limited budget and you want to invest in, like, what do you find is the thing that people notice most, that if you're going to invest in rentals or flowers, like where should you place them? Or if it's rentals, like what do you think guests notice the most?
Okay. Now with going for the, for example, for the social media area that people love to take pictures to have like a photo opportunities. I now some thinking when we have a lower budget event and not like a lower budget wedding, because sometimes Gabby, we only having like the rehearsal dinner, and we don't need a lot because we'll be like only 30 people. So let's use the hotel's inventory and let's add some points, strategic points, for example, for entrance, like a big beautiful entrance. When your guests are coming to the location area and they think they can take pictures, it's like the first impression. I really recommend focus on like the first impression of the entrance. I think it will be like the wow factor when people is arriving in your events. So I always recommend to have a very good, beautiful set when people can get in, take pictures, and maybe where they have some gifts to take. I think that the most beautiful spot is this one. And definitely where people can have fun to take pictures, to be for when we have like the big cushions and people will stay like seated on the ground.
I think. Okay. Oh yeah. I've seen that. That looks beautiful.
Yeah. I think that is, I will be recommending this, like the first, the entrance, that would be the first impact, and also one or two more spots when people can take pictures and use the hotel. For example, if you're using the hotel inventory, we can have like a beautiful tabletop. We can maybe invest a little more in goblets, like a wine goblets, with colors, and add some beautiful flowers or some elements, candles. I think that we don't need to dress to overdress the area sometimes, but working on details.
Do people do like flower walls too? Have you seen that a lot?
Yes, we have seen a lot of flower walls. Now, of course, everything has been personalized. So there is many options when you do like a graphics, when they can do like a neon letters, or we can do, people is using a lot of graphics now. So we are very pleased to know that not only like a flowers, but also the combination of flowers and another elements that sometimes make us to be a little more creative with this. Right.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And then for flowers, do you, someone asked a question about, do you ever do like a mix of fake flowers and real flowers? Like, is that something you guys do, or would you recommend that?
Yes, we have done. Jordan, it's not like a cheaper than the real flowers. Because sometimes we have some fake flowers that we can use a lot when it's like a hanging decor. Sometimes when you do like a ballroom installation inside the ballroom, for example, like a hanging installation, that people is not so close to the flowers, they cannot see very well. So sometimes we have done a lot of fake flowers, and we can mix, of course. I usually do not recommend when you have the centerpiece with mixed flowers, fake and real. But definitely for installation that people is not as far from the guest eyes, I think that will be a very good option. Something that we have here the concern, because we are we don't have a lot of access here of fake flowers. So sometimes when our clients ask for something of this type of decor, we ask them to bring then we with them. Sometimes they come with the guests, or if they are coming for a planning visit or any site visit before the wedding day. So they start to bring those, because I know that United States, they have a better quality of fake flowers than here. So in case,
oh, interesting.
Yeah. So in case people is considering to do something about with this type of decor, they can bring to us. But something I really recommend to when the decor is like far from the guest's eyes.
Right. Oh, okay. So you're saying like you wouldn't put a fake flower probably on a table where they're sitting right next to it, but you might put it somewhere like on like an arch.
Hanging installations inside the hotel, inside the ballroom, or maybe sometimes when they do the, as you say, like a floral wall, that is not something that maybe sometimes it go behind the bar or behind or on the stage. So this is something that we usually we can do. But I really don't recommend, because it's that is different. The difference from the fake flowers, from the natural, is seen when you're next to the arrangement.
What kind of trends are you seeing in terms of rentals and flowers that like are more recent, or you think will be bigger in 2022?
Yeah, as I explained, I love to work with graphics. This is something that coming very heavy for the next season. Even now, we already start to send suggestions to even our couples that they have already decided about the decor to add some graphics. And I'm saying graphics we can add to the sitting charge decor, or for the menus, or for any of the like the signs, for the welcome signs. So we use a lot of printed pieces, graphic. Of course, here I know that sometimes when you say about trends, it's not the same trends that you're using for a local wedding in the United States than a wedding right. that they have here at destination. I think that for 2022, we'll still keep a little with the dry leaves, a little, I think for a few months, a little of pampas grass is still, but definitely I would bet on the graphics now, just to give a little a twist.
When you say graphics, like, can you give me an example like of a graphic that you would use or where you would put it?
Yes, all these printed pieces that you can do walls, we can do the signs, we can we are still using a lot of geometric pieces when you can do like a printed on the walls of the entrance of seating charges or for the menus, for the welcome signs. This is everything that we can print here. Sometimes we have a work with amazing designers in the United States and in other parts that send the art, and we can print here the pieces. For example,
oh wow,
yes. So, for example, when you do like a pillars for flowers for the ceremony, so we can do. It's not like a white or a wooden pillar, like this rectangular wooden square or. So we can have like a printed pieces there to bring a little of different textures to the decor. I think that is more, I'm sorry if I cannot explain very well, but when you use like a graphics, we can play a little with different textures that we could not use maybe with linens or flowers, or I think that we have a more creative to play with the decor elements.
That makes sense. Okay. Yeah, that's very cool.
Yeah, that I think that's now is something that we are using a lot to give a little twist with the decor that we have already seen here.
Right. And what about candles? Do you feel like a lot of people use candles sort of as if you're trying to stay within a budget or maybe save money at candles as decor?
Yes, people ask for candles. People usually think that candles are cheaper than having a flower arrangement. But it's not, because when you're doing candles, you're not doing only one candle. I think that if people go in our Instagram account, I think that the last photo that I put in our profile, I have a picture with a long tables with a lot of candles. So when you do a candle, you have to do a lot. So right. When you think that is cheaper, it's cheaper when you use one or two, but it's not cheaper if you won't have like a 15 or 20 candles, different, even if it's different sizes in your table. But definitely, right. It's a beautiful decor. We have used it a lot, but I want to clarify that it's not cheaper than flowers.
Okay, that's good to know. I mean, yeah, because that's really how you get the wow effect with candles anyway, is by putting a lot in different sizes and different heights.
Yes, and there is some different ways to use them outdoors. So, of course, we have lanterns, we have a glass box that you use to put the pillar candles or floating candles. Definitely, there is the right way to use them when you're doing outdoors events.
Right. Yeah, I love that look. I know one thing that I had never thought about before I was planning my own wedding, which I think is so important now that I like really am thinking about it, is the lighting of the room or the outdoor space. Just like, especially if you want people to be taking pictures, just making sure that, you know, the lighting is both like aesthetically pleasing and also that you can see.
Yes.
Do you find that?
Yes. No? We're lighting believer. Sometimes the couples say that we don't need lighting here, because as we work so much at the hotels, for example, we know that there is some areas at the hotel that, for example, the bathroom access or the buffet lines lighting. I know that sometimes for our couples is difficult to visualize that they want to hire lighting for this area too. So when we talk about the decor concept, we usually and always go also talk about the lighting issue, because besides of the access, besides of the, if you're investing in your decor, we need to light them up. So sometimes we put like the photo booth, or you put like this beautiful flower wall or doing like these fun swings that we put on the beach. And if you don't put any lighting, your event will be the sunset will be around 7 p.m. It's already dark, and your events at the beach will be finishing at 11. So it'll be 3 hours of everything, of all these elements that you paid for, dark.
Right. There's no point in investing in beautiful tablescapes if you can't see them.
Exactly. I'm pretty, for us, it's very important. And when you go with the core concept, we always include lighting. And it's beautiful when you put like the market lighting and the lanterns are hanging through all the events. But definitely we need some specific lightings that it cannot be covered with this type of lighting that is more like decorative. Even when we put like a candles on the path to arriving the location, we need to add some lighting. So when people is in this contact with the wedding planner, and the design, please always consider that beside of the DJ, that is something that the audiovisual company provide, think also in all the lighting for the area.
Right. And to me, that's what gives it the whole vibe also. It's just like the lights, how they're placed. And that was something I definitely learned into planning weddings. I was probably like those couples originally that you were talking about, where I'm like, I don't understand why we would even need lights. Isn't there just normal light?
That's true. And also when you have like extended group that is stay for several days in the same resort, is so important because if you're doing an event on the restaurant or like the pool terrace, that the people goes there every day. So they're right. When for your events, of course, it's so important that the work with lighting, besides the decor, of course, but it's like another ambience. So people say will see that they will be arriving the same area that they're coming every night to have dinner, but it's something special because now it's your event and this is lighted differently, decor differently. So I think that is play a very good point for the wedding.
Right. I totally agree. But I think that's basically all of our questions. And I mean, this was so helpful. I think for so many people who are either planning a destination wedding or they're thinking about planning a destination wedding, and it's hard to get all the full information. So thank you so much for coming on. Where can they find you? Where can they find Quintero and see all the beautiful work that you've done?
Oh, thank you so much for these. It's so important. I think this is so important to share because it's a lot of information that and people I know that is a lot of concern about the destination wedding. If it's cheaper, if it's more expensive than having like the local one. But definitely any people that want to ask me can go in our account in Canteiro Weddings. And something that I have done a lot in my personal Instagram account is doing like in my highlights the backstage of the weddings. So it's nice too if people want to see in Gabi Lavor all the process, because sometimes people don't think that when you do like this beautiful art of paper flowers, how is the process of doing this? So for Canteiro Weddings, to see more of our events and Gabi Lavor, also we can find the highlights and some of our backstage life.
Right. Yeah. I think that's a great, because really Instagram or social media is the best place to see like how things come to life. I think you guys do such a great job of that. We'll tag you when this episode's up. Follow Quintero, Planner One Events, Gabi Lavor, and we'll put that all in the description. And I know you are planning my wedding, which is next month.
I
can't believe it.
I was not wanted to talk about your wedding now because it would be
like, we don't want to spoil it. Right? Yeah, the surprise.
But you're so exciting to have here, Jordana. I think the hotel is, it's a hotel that we love, and everything will look gorgeous. I can't wait to share with everybody.
That was the best part of my planning visit, was seeing the tablescapes and the layout that you guys brought. And they were so beautiful. It got me so excited for, it's just really those little details. You guys are so good at them. And yeah, I've got my welcome party, my rehearsal dinner, and my wedding. You're doing the flowers and rentals for all of those. And you guys will be able to see it all showcased on Betches Brides and my personal Instagram. And I'm excited for them to see your work there. And again, if you have more questions, please DM Gabby and Cantero and contact them via their website. Again, we'll put all that info in the description of this episode.
Yes, I want to say also thank you to Patty to put us in contact. We are very happy to have this opportunity, Jordana, to work together. We are so exciting to have you here.
I'm very, very excited. And I will see you next month. And thank you so much for coming on. Till death do us part.
The Betches Brides podcast is produced by Nicole Pellegrino, Sean Kilby, and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Jorge Morales Pico. Guest booking by Nicole Pellegrino. Be sure to follow us at Betches Brides and send us your emails to brides@betches.com. Betches.